Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
All right, let's do it. Let's have a Bob's Movie Club.
Movies. Bob's Movie Club. We've got some movies for you. Bob's Movie Club. Bob's Movie Club.
Movies are great. Movies are great. Today we're talking about the Halloween classic, fantastic film, Hocus Pocus from 1993. And since I know everybody listening has certainly seen this movie at least once, and if you haven't, there's still 22 days left in October to get it up on your screens. I wanted to start with some fun facts.
Okay.
There's a lot of good fun facts about this movie. First off, did you guys know that the song "Come Little Children" that Sarah Jessica Parker sings, she lures the children with, it was written by the same person who wrote "My Heart Will Go On"?
Oh.
No, I did not know
Titanic.
That.
For Titanic.
How funny.
Isn't that crazy? It is a jam.
Celine Dion.
It's not, that song isn't written by Celine Dion. It's performed by Celine Dion.
Oh.
Famed composer James Horner.
Oh, James Horner.
Lyrics. Yeah.
I feel like I have heard James Horner's name. What else has he done? He's probably done tons of stuff that we've heard in shows and movies.
Doing movies.
Titanic, Braveheart.
Yeah, he's like one of the, he's not John Williams, but I want to say he's.
Yeah. He's got a long list. Avatar, Legends of the Fall, The Mask of Zorro, Wrath of Khan.
And he wrote the Come Little Children.
And you know what? That's not the only thing that this movie has in common with Titanic.
What else?
The main guy, Max Dennison, the role was offered to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow.
Hocus Pocus.
Yes, for Hocus Pocus.
Oh, funny.
Why would he turn that down?
Because he did What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Oh, well.
Which got him an Oscar nom, yes. So I can't
He's
blame him.
That.
And the guy who played Max Dennison, although I've never seen him in anything before or since, crushed it.
Did you think so?
We'll get to that. Let's keep with the fun facts before we get with the
he
okay.
did
bad
go,
opinions.
I looked it up, and the kid who stars in this movie, he did go on to do other stuff, but it was the lady did way more.
She looks really familiar.
Well, the little girl was the bigger star of them. She went on to American Beauty and everything.
Oh, I didn't even look her up.
Thora Birch?
Yeah, Birch.
Yeah.
She's in that amazing movie Now and Then. Have you ever seen that?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's such a great...
Is it a time travel movie?
No, it's a feel-good girl gang movie.
I get Thora Birch and Bella Thorne.
Oh, she's 43 now.
Well,
it was like 30 years ago. Yep.
Now, see, I don't like to be mean to little kids, but there were points where she was supposed to be crying, but the look on her face was, she seemed to be smiling. Mm. I was all, those teeth are selling you out, kid. Like, it's not working.
Really? Yeah. I thought I bought everything she was selling. Well, hold on. We'll get into it.
More fun facts.
Banks, the cat,
yes,
was played by two different actors because when he was a real person in the beginning and the very end, that was the actor that you see. But the voice was actually James Marsden.
Oh. Where do I know James Marsden from?
James Marsden, X-Men.
He's okay. In all
Cyclops.
Sorts of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in.
She still doesn't know you guys.
I don't watch those shows. X-Men, what? Is that the one that Patrick Stewart is the
leader?
Oh,
my gosh.
You're all okay. I'm like,
Is he Dr. Octopus?
She doesn't know. Yeah. You're not.
No, and I know the name James Marsden, though. Okay, so he was obviously younger and did the voice. Oh, that guy. Oh, I totally know that guy.
He was on 30 Rock.
Yeah. Oh, he plays the lead role in the Sonic movies, and he's great.
James Marsden it is. He's amazing.
He is amazing.
You should see him in the Sonic movies.
Oh, he's in The Notebook, too.
I really liked him in Boy Meets World.
I liked him in Enchanted as well.
Did you see him in Sonic?
He's Enchanted.
Anybody?
No. You're the one with kids on the show. Reminder. You're the only one with
kids. By
the
way, Sonic filmed right here in the Bay Area.
Mm.
No, for real.
No, I thought it was a cartoon.
I was saying, that's so sweet.
Oh, it's like the live action combo
and they're like,
thing.
I don't know if they're pretending to be in Petaluma or like, Napa, but they're up there. They're up north, and they come this way to the city.
Oh, that's cool.
He drops his rings on the Transamerica Tower.
This is going to turn into a Sonic review. I'm
okay, yeah, you should be sure of that.
I know how he gets when Sonic comes up.
I really like it.
Really does like it.
Really do like it.
It's a very good movie.
I love that. We're talking Hocus Pocus. The cat, the animatronic cat, who I'm sure you have beef with, Sarah, he was also the cat that was used on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh.
Okay, so I got a question about the cat, because I did forgive the cat. I thought, well, it was 1993. Yeah. Like, good job with the animatronic. So you're telling me this was a physical being that they made in order to, this that was not a, just a bad attempt at CG.
No, this is before CG.
Not long before.
When did Avatar come out?
Oh, Avatar, like 99 or something?
No.
The first one? What?
Avatar?
Avatar the movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
99?
I don't know. I'll right around there,
no,
around
like
2000.
2010.
No, that was when the second one came out.
No, I was there.
I don't know.
2009, the original Avatar.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, anyway, and then the new one is the most real. Okay, the new one was only the second one. Well, but Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, the Chronicles of Narnia came out much earlier, and that had terrible CG in it. I mean, I felt like by the time Avatar came around, like CG was fully
I always think
awesome.
Of that as like when CGI was invented.
Oh.
And
well, he did supposedly
like computer I mean, I guess I don't really know the difference.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I was actually thinking, although the effects are not super sophisticated, if they made that movie today, I don't think that it would look any better. It would, the effects would look different, but they would look equally crappy.
Have you seen Hocus Pocus 2?
CGI these days looks like crap.
Oh.
I did. I don't
think
remember.
It looks,
yeah.
I think it looks perfect.
They try to keep the same feel in Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh.
Which I enjoyed.
Well, to me, it looks like kind of a like a stage show. Like all the sets are very set-like and all the costumes are very costume-like. And
yeah, it's very over the top. It
all
is
the
a
acting
kid's movie.
Is very thespianic.
I love that about it, honestly. I love how big it is. It's directed by Kenny Ortega, which I can't believe this is the second movie now we've watched directed by Kenny Ortega, because Dirty Dancing is also directed by him. But he's a famous like kids movie director, choreographer. And I feel like this movie, every single piece of blocking is choreographed to be big and fluid. And the whole thing feels like a performative dance to me almost. Mm. I think it's really well done.
Maddie's hand is up.
Can I give a fast fact?
Please.
So two fast facts. One, the zombie is probably the most famous of all the people in the movie, I think, because he was the monster in Shape of Water. He was the sea monster.
Oh.
So he had a whole, like he did Star Trek. He always.
So he never does anything where you can recognize
lots of
him.
Makeup stuff. Huh. He's also in Hellboy. But yeah, he's a pro like wear makeup and kind of thing. And then they're not credited in the, if you look on IMDb, who's not credited? Penny Marshall and Gary Marshall.
Oh.
The
and
scene.
They're right, they're yeah, the, they have the old couple.
They're the old couple, but that's a dad and daughter, which I thought was really kind of weird. Because Gary Marshall is.
Because they do appear to be
married.
Married.
I thought they were brothers or brother-sister.
Oh. I don't know, but
oh,
anyway.
I don't. I actually don't.
But they're
know.
Not. They,
I think
yeah,
he's
they
the
don't.
Dad.
They don't
know.
Show up on the IMDb. But they, you know, the two big stars, you know, that we know that had a little cameo.
In real life, cameo. They're brother and sister.
Are they brother
oh,
and sister?
Yeah,
that's
sister.
What I was getting.
Oh,
at.
My bad.
Mm-hmm. Also, I said James Marsden. It's Jason Marsden.
Oh no.
Oh well, James Marsden is a totally different person than Jason. Let's see, Jason
totally
Marsden.
Different person. Jason Marsden. Is also a great actor from the 90s.
We're about to find out. I'm going to tell you if he is or not.
Like, he was on like Step by Step. He
Jason
was on,
Marsden. Here we go.
No idea.
I do not know that guy.
He was on Full House. He was like a 90s sitcom god.
God? Maybe
God's not the right word, but regular, I guess.
I don't recognize him at all.
Oh, well, that negates.
Totally different guy.
I enjoyed my moment of Sonic, and now it's completely useless.
Sorry.
He wasn't in it at all.
I'm going to give my kids much more original names so this never happens to them.
James, Jason, God, it's like the same person.
So Sarah, why did you not like, I mean, this is a
it just
every year watch movie for
everybody. And just, I can't put my finger on exactly what it was, but I just felt annoyed by it the whole time. And I love, love, love Bette Midler. And just, I couldn't, the teeth were really bothering me. The best scene in the movie is when they're at the dance where all the parents are and she gets up there and does the, because I was like, oh, now that's what she's good at. Like she's performing and just the whole bumbling witches thing. Oh God, it just aggravated me so much. Vinny, did not enjoy it.
Did you also find that, I remember now why I watched this movie originally. Sarah Jessica Parker is a smoke show. So hot. In this
yeah,
movie.
She's dry humping everybody who comes into her
yeah,
path.
Yeah, but this is like height of her hotness. This in LA Story, I think, are like the height of Sarah Jessica Parker hotness.
Right and there. So what is the question?
Did you also find her to be a smoke
show? I think she's a pretty lady. I honestly feel like if I'd watched this movie pre-kids me, I wouldn't have made it 1 minute into it without walking away and finding like meandering around the house and finding
something
else to do. Because I've watched stuff now through my kids' eyes, I actually enjoyed it very much. I wasn't thinking so much about how hot Sarah is or in any of that, but I did enjoy the story and the witches and the Halloween and the bullies. I liked Ice. I think that's funny. And
it's
then
so
they get
funny.
Theirs. I think that all that stuff, I love when the sister goes, oh yeah? Well, my brother's right there and he's not gonna let you. And he's, the brother's all, oh, every guy's had that happen.
And I'm a virgin too.
Every guy has had a girl say, you're not getting away with that crap because my guy's right here. And
what?
The guy, well.
What? Did I just get roped into a fight?
Great. Just great. Mm. Anyway, I thought it was a very fun movie. I would give it 3 out of 5 stars, but you have to watch it through the lens of it's Halloween and it's a kid show.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it that way, you'll enjoy it very much. I think it moves along and it's fun. And by the way, I did research it as we were looking for Hocus Pocus 3. It's not done yet. It's not coming out for a while. So it's green lit, but and there will be a Hocus Pocus 3, but it's probably 2 years away.
I can wait. The first one's all I need.
Mm.
Vinny.
Yes.
Did your daughters ask you what a virgin was?
No.
Really?
Oh.
But I think that there are a lot, and I know this about myself, like we would watch cartoons and you'd see certain things that would come up and it's funny how kids will let things pass and still just, like I'll be reading books with them and then I'll stop and go, you had trouble with that word. Do you know what it means? Now, all right, well, we're going to make sure you understand that. It's pretty critical to that sentence and the story overall. And so I think that it's easy, like you can watch that with the kids and they won't, I don't think, trip on it.
Even though they bring it up so many times.
I know, a lot of times. I know.
One of the first times I saw it as a kid, by the third mention, I was like, okay, I gotta ask because I'm missing important plot information. And I turned to my mom and I said, what's a virgin? And she just told me flat out.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's no big deal. It's, you know.
It just means you haven't lain with anyone yet, darling.
Right. It's no big deal.
It's not weird. You've never made sweet love to someone.
If they had asked, would you have told them or what would you have said?
I would have told them. I actually am very careful about my wife's sensibilities because I realize there's two of us here. I would have already exposed them to all the sex ed and all the stuff and they probably already have their, what's that shot you get to avoid cervical cancer?
Oh, yeah, for the HPV.
The HPV, yeah. Like I'm absolutely thinking in my head, all the info is way better than no info.
Right. Or info from YouTube.
And I was telling Christina, I really want to tell Edie some of these things that I've now shared with Isla, the older sister. And she said, you can't do that because she will go to school and tell her friends all the stuff that you told her.
Mm.
And I was like, nah, she's good. Let's tell her to keep a secret. And she was like, we cannot do that yet. Otherwise, she will not be allowed to play with her friends anymore because she will have told them all about how babies are made.
It's time for sex talk again, you guys. Gather around. My daddy told me some new information. Now that I'm 7, I get to know all the stuff.
The thing is, the book that I read to Isla just last year about how babies are made says ages 4 to 12. Mm. And I thought, well, I'm way, if that's like the window, I'm way happier for her to have the info than not, in my opinion.
Yes.
But her mom brings up a good point.
The secrets of life.
She will go share that with the class, and then we'll be in trouble. So I didn't, for the record.
Good job, Vinny.
The end.
A couple of things about Hocus Pocus that I found really funny that I think really capture the magic of being a kid is how cool Max's room is, with how it has those steps.
And the loft, right, the loft up there.
The loft room. That whole, kids
I will say that's my favorite part of the whole movie, is the setting for it in Salem and the beautiful house that they live in.
Yeah, and they have a painting of the house in the house.
In the house.
Oh, such a nice little detail. Kids always go to their school. They have nowhere else to go. They don't know anything. So when they're trying to kill the witches, they're like, we can probably kill them at our school.
I don't remember that part.
They put them in the kiln.
Oh, yeah. Right. The kiln. It doesn't work, though.
I love when brown-haired sister has to fly on the 90s vacuum at the end. Like, that looks exactly like the vacuum we had.
That is a fun moment, I think.
And personally, I really love the age difference between Danny and Max, because they're about 8 years apart. That's how much older my brother was than me. And it's so interesting to see. She thinks her brother is this cool guy. She thinks the world of him. Like, of course he can take on these bullies, and doesn't know that he's like kind of a loser.
He's a wimpy. He's a wimpy virgin.
Relatable.
Yeah, Hollywood.
All right, give it your rating.
It's just a bunch of hocus pocus. I'm giving it 4 out of 5 stars.
All right. Whoa. And you said 3 out of 5?
I say 3. If you have kids, or at least can sit there as a kid and kind of go, all right, I'll get lost in this.
Yeah, I give it a 1 out of 5. Mm-hmm.
This movie is fun for everybody. I don't care how old you are. It's a classic. You should watch it every Halloween like I do. And Hocus Pocus 2, not quite as good, but still worth a watch. 4 out of 5.
All right. Whoa. Thank you. Great job on Bob's Movie Club. I'm so happy with it.
I have a question real quick before we jump out. Just to get set the bar or the gauge that we're using here, what's your favorite movie? Favorite.
Like Star Wars.
Empire
Strikes Back.
What is your favorite movie, Bob?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, the original
one. The first one.
Yes.
Oh, what's your favorite
They're
movie?
Solid picks. What's Absolutely. Yours? I couldn't even tell you. I have no idea.
Yeah, I can't either.
But I like that they both had it.
The first thing that pops into my head is The Shawshank Redemption. I love that movie.
You loved it that much,
I've seen it so many times.
It's always at the top of people's lists.
I know,
for sure,
but then all of a sudden Kill Bill pops into my head. I'm like, I don't know. I definitely don't have an all-time favorite. If you do, you can text us 800-400-3697. And we'll go, oh yeah, that one. As long as it's not Hocus Pocus, I'll be like, what is wrong with you?
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.